Kérjük össze, Shalom! Okay, we're continuing in Yone Mikvaos, part Tess 9. Okay, so a couple of things. First, we're discussing the psul of Zechila, Zochlin. And we said that it has to be Zechila Hanikaris. And the 2 days, right, the Mechaber Paskin, like the Rashba, that if it's a Zechila, She'ein Nikaris is Mutter, and a Zechila Nikaris is Aser, and the Gros presumably argued and was Machber even on a Zechila She'ein Nikaris. However, there's a third Shita, we mentioned, a third Shita, and Rav Chaim Kalman Klein, it was spoiled to me, he said, that it's this third shita is not even quoted as a yesh omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. So we don't have to spend so much time on it, but it's an interesting idea. So the third shita, I told you the Sefer Boi Chai on page 5. Those are the tshuvas of Rav Chaim ben Venisti, who was the Knesset Hagdola. So he wrote a sefer called Shut Knesset Hagdola. Which, the first tshuva in the Shut Knesses Hagdola is about what bracha you make on grape juice. That's the first tshuva. That maybe grape juice you can make kiddush on. Because the whole idea, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Socher Odom Eshkal Anovim V'Omer Lov Kiddush Hayom. So it means that you take a grape and you squeeze it, you can make kiddush. So even though it's not mishtaker yet, but the idea is since it has the ability that it could be mishtaker, so then even if you even right now it's not intoxicating, it's still var piragofen. That's a beferish gemara. Tzadi test whatever above Basra. So Chelodom Eshkol Alon over Alav Kiddush Hayom. The question is that the Knesset Hagdola, Siman Aleph, and Knesset Hagdola, Shut Knesset Hagdola, is what if you put something into the thing that will stop the fermentation? So it's never going to be. So then he says that it could be that it wouldn't be a Bar Piragof and you wouldn't make Kiddush on it, etc. So that's why some Machmir not to make Kiddush on grape juice. Rabbi Chalap likes to say that in his day, one of the big divides between conservative Judaism and Orthodox Judaism was Kiddush on grape juice. That if conservative Jews made Kiddush on grape juice and Orthodox Jews didn't make Kiddush on grape juice. Needless to say, the tekufa we're living in now, that's not the case. The divide is not by the grape juice. It might be by other things, but it's not by the grape juice.
How come they had this child in the church?
Yeah.
This child in the church.
Right, for like, right. So he writes this, so that's a discussion whether our pasteurization, does it make it that it can't ferment anymore, or is it maybe it still could? And then there's another tshuva in the Bai Chai they point out. You have to see how these tshuvas go together. But this tshuva, the Bai Chai, was really written, if you look, was not written by Reb Chaim ben Venisti. It was written to Reb Chaim ben Venisti. So let me tell you what this other sheet is. I think I mentioned it already. But, well, maybe not. Maybe the other sheet. The Rosh on page 4 page 4. So he quotes right the first word was Hagodah B'Kalim. Hagodah B'Kalim, that's the Mishnah here. If you want to see, take a look on page 2 for a second, the last Mishnah, Perek Hei Halacha Vav.
Umodim shu goder kalim uvatovel behem.
In other words, if you have a chardalish shal gesham, you have a rush of rainwater going down the mountain. So, so the question is it still that's called zochlin? So Basil says you can't use it. But if you take something and you take kalim, you take a bunch of barrels and you line them up, so that'll stop the zechila. Then it'll be contained. Then it's okay. So the Rush says, you mean to tell me that no water is really leaking through these kalim? I mean, how zechila proof is this kalim that the Mishnah is talking about?
He said, I can't believe it. Yeah, look inside in the Rush. Yeah. V'od hagoder b'kalim. First word in the word is hagoder b'kalim on page 4. Hagoder b'kalim. Yev shal lahadik kol kach hakalim zel lezeh.
You can't. It's not gonna. You're gonna. You know, especially those days, they weren't so technologically advanced like we are today.
Shall I eat to ktsas when I'm aim to be name? Kiloosku bichna shatzarch litchon tochon besid.
It doesn't say you have to plaster the kalim to make sure there's no hole between each kalim, there's no opening.
Chem betars kodem to come in my mind betar bezochon of migma betar bezochon. Mashma shalobala mait eladumi de mayan. Shakulo zochel the holech.
He says that the Rosh is saying the Pashup Shat, and again, this Pashup Shat, the Bai Chayi claims he has 10 Rishonim who say like this, is that Zechila She'ed HaNikaris Avad is Mutter. And even a Zechila HaNikaris is Mutter. The only thing that's Osir is that your mikvah shouldn't be flowing like a Mayan. Whereas if you have rushing water going down the mountain, that's no good. By a mayan, that's good. By a mikvah, it's not good. So that's what it comes to exclude. Whatever is the natural thing of a mayan is also a mikvah. But just because there's a little hole, or maybe even not so little of a hole, but it's basically a contained unit. It's just leaking a little bit more, a little bit less. He thinks that's not zechila. That's not zechila at all.
What does it do with the ocean case? Because the ocean case is not really moving.
Yeah, no, but that's the river's flowing. The river's flowing. The river's flowing down the stream. Right? So. Right, so then it's no good because it's a flowing river.
What about the ocean? What about a place that's not flowing like.
Right, so then. Well, that was the Machlokis, and the Wipaskin, it's a Mayan anyway. Wipaskin, an ocean, is a Mayan.
Even in the
winter. Wipaskin ocean is a Mayan. The only thing, the seasonal change is about Naharos. Ocean is a Mayan. Here's the sheet of that, it's a mikvah. So that's what the Rosh says. And there are kama v'kama Rishonim that say like this. Like this Rosh. So Pashas is in this Shuva Bai Chai, he claims that he thinks that's the Rambam Shita. And I'm convinced that he's right. And Rav Yitzchok Elchanan in that Shuva, when he said, you know, when he discusses how to determine Zechila, so he wasn't omed on, he brings the same Raya as the Bai Chai, but he just says that in summer, if it's chila, shein and ikeris, it's going to be mutter. In other words, the Bai Chai wants to claim within the Shita Sarambam that even it's chila and ikeris maybe is like the Rush. So what's the Rambam? So let me tell you, a Rambam, and then they point out it's the Rambam l'shitoso. So if you look on page 3. In the Rambam, so this is this old story about the Avuah de Shmuel that he made the mikvahs for his daughters, right? in the Yom Ha'adar Nisan, Mafzi b'Yom Ha'adar Tishrei. So what a Mafzi. So Mafzi are what? Are mats. So he said that's a question, which, you know. Right, but the Rambam learns Mafzi is partitions.
That's what he writes here on page Tezayin. No, page 3, Halacha Tezayin. Page 3. Page 3, Halacha Yud Gimel. Im Rabu Hanotfim, what?
You're in the wrong packet. Okay, page 3, Halacha Yud Gimel.
Im Rabu Hanotfim ala Zochlan. Chein Im Rabu Mea Geshamim Mea Nor, Eina Metarim Bezochlim Elabash Borin.
Right, if Rabu Hanotfim, right?
Lefichach, tzorich lahakif mapatz kayotzebo.
So you have to put a mat to make a booth, right? So basically, the Bai Chai is going to say how great was the mat, right? It's not better than the barrels. Mustama was a basic, you know, the area was basically surrounded, but to say there was no. Nekev, Stubba, the mats were not so. So that's what he writes, the Bai Chai. Again, I think this is written to the Bai Chai on page 5. But this Tshuva Rabbi Chaim Kalman Klein of Kiryas Yoel told me to look at. He says, Harei Lecha Behedya. He quotes that Rambam that we just saw about the mats. And then with the arrow, he says, "Harei lecha behedya shesover haRambam shafilu imnikev amikma metar bashborin." Even if there's a hole, kol ot sheyesh bo memsa b'shas shetovel. Mashabru b'tosh kodi v'may mayim metar bezochlin af mikma metar bezochlin. Eina elalim utei shelo yitpol behem b'makom zchilasim. Achamim mikva nokuv ein bekach klum. He says, really similar to what the Chazon Ish says. He says, where the water's flowing out, that is zechila. But if basically you have a hole, so the water's only flowing out by the hole. The rest of the water right now, how long does it take to be tovel? 2-3 seconds? So in those 3 seconds, what's happening? The water by the hole is going out. But you're not being tovel in that water per se. The longer you have 40 saw, that's...
That sounds like what I'm going to.
Yeah. So he says, "Eimu kachum kevet she ina tovel b'makom shein zochel mel bashbord v'shashu tovel yesh ba memso loch bas lanim chaka keitzu amaim derech hanekev dim lokein ma yitein ma yosef hakofas mapetz v'kelim shekosav haramim shrei hamaim derech hamapetz v'kelim yotzim v'ein lanu nekev gomel bizeh shrei loiske ramam v'tochim betin."
The same thing the Rosh said by the kelim, he's saying by the mapetz. Elvada kimo shamarnu. Now, I think some bring a raya to this, that the Rambam holds this way. Some bring a raya from the following. You see, what's the whole source of this thing that if you have a hole in the mikveh, it's a problem, the leak? And we had a whole thing that the Rashba says, but if it's chil shein nikeres, but the whole hanocha is that a leak is a problem if it's nikeres. So the whole mocker is the Rash's interpretation to the Mishnah on Perek Hey, Halacha, Mishnah Hey. Hey, Hey. On page 2. The top line. Hey, Hey.
What does he say? The notfim shason zochl.
Three words. What does that mean? Notfim shason zochl.
So look at the Rash. Notfim shason zochl can go mikveh shepara tal sfaso maybe of yotzim zochl.
Means there's a crack on the top of the mikveh and some water is coming out. even though basically it's a contained unit, but some is coming out. So some would say that if you look at the Rambam, and I think we mentioned this, has a legamri different pshat than the Mishnah. And some would say, and I think it's maybe true, that the reason why the Rambam has this different pshat is because the Rambam doesn't hold from this whole din of a nekev being a problem. Right? So what's the Rambam's pshat in notes from Shasan Zochel? So we mentioned, let me tell you outside, the pshat of the Rambam is, if you have a mayan that's dripping, so it's in other words, the Rash learns, notfim means megishamim, shason zochlim means that you had a nekev and it started flowing out. That's what it means. So now what do you do? How do you patch it up? That's the rest of the Mishnah. The Rambam learns a different pshat. The Rambam learns the pshat is that you have a mayan and the mayan is dripping. It's not continuous. So that's called what? A mayin shawat shehufsuk. So a mayin shehufsuk doesn't have the din mayin anymore. So you want to what? Reconnect. So that's what it means. Notfin, meaning, notfin is not megishamim like we normally have. Notfin is the may mayin that's dripping. Now you want to what? You want to take it from a drip to make it what? A flow. So now you put some type of stick, and then you have to make sure the stick is not makabel tuma, etc. So that's how the Rambam learns. Hine on the right side. Hanikvasham, yeah. Zachar Amar Shem Yuchel Haschabi Sheyed Meishav Anotzim Cholim Zeh. Hine is a mutter of the tachbulah. You want to make a tachbulah to bring it back, to restore the mayim. So overnach tachbula sheyasim b'makom sheyitfu bo ela tipos kana umakal lahazil aleim ela tipos v'yashuvu zochlun v'yomayim u'mukubotzim kubo mayim. So l'chora the pshat is, I think some want to say that the Rambam says this pshat because the Rambam l'shitasa, because if you say, in other words, if you want to you want to subscribe to that diak, Ritzko Chachanan makes the diak and that the Mafitz is not good, so the Mafitz makes it good, but it's still Chorah dripping, so then Chorah there should be no worse than this case of the Rash, and the Rambam learned a whole different shot.
What
does
the Goins hold on Mayan
Shavuot? Oh, so now we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that right now. And he quotes other Rishonim, but the truth of the matter is, so Rabbi Chaim Kalman Klein said to me, you know, he was just mispoil that it didn't even make it as a Yesh Omrim. So I think the pshat is, first of all, most of the Rishonim that he's claiming is his the Diyuk. As one could say that, no, I mean, the Rambam never said it explicitly. It's a Diyuk, and it could be right. But he's not going to be makel on the Nisa Daraisa with the Diyuk. In other words, it could be that the Mappets is self-contained. And the Rambam learned this way, the Mishnah this way, because he learned the Mishnah this way, not because... It'll work out nicely, but to matter Nisa Daraisa, you know, you want it to be more solid. So it didn't even make it into the Shulchan Aruch as Yesh Omrim. The only other person, we'll see, maybe I put in a future packet, that says it befeirish, like the Rush said it, is the Sefer Eshkol. And the Sefer Eshkol is not necessarily, you know, the Beis Yosef's repertoire of who he quotes for Psak Halacha. So it's not so surprising that it didn't even... And in other words, the Rishonim that say it, the Rash, he says it. So even though the Rash also says it, but still yesh, you know, l'adum zeh, but that's what it is. Okay, so that's okay. Now I want to talk about a mayim. So we said like this, that there are not so many real mayonis. You go to Skver, so you get a real mayim. Because again, most mayonis, they get the water deep. and they have to what? They have to blow air. Not the different rabbanim didn't like when I say pump it, because that's not a good way of saying it. Pump the air. In other words, put air in, and that'll cause, in other words, you get the water, it's deep, deep down. Deep, deep down. In fact, you'll see that in the old days, when they had the water deep, deep down, and they didn't have pumps, you know, so that's how they started the Lubavitcher Mikvah, meaning Bor Agabi Bor. In other words, because the Nefesh Chai said the people didn't want to go, they found the Mayan, right? So you're going to tell me I can only go to the mikveh if I go like 100 feet down. It's a little scary for some people. So today, what we do is we pump air in, and then the air pressure causes the water to pump up. And then we get a mayan, but it's hufsak already. So in the old days, they made a chibur with a silon between those. They didn't have the fancy pumping up the air, and they had the water on the bottom, but the women didn't want to go so down, so they built them a mikveh up there, but they had it connected to the mine, so then they put a tube, you know, to connect it, and that's how it all started. That's how, and the Divrei Chaim said that's no good, and then that's the whole fight started with...
How did they get the water in the tube?
So that could be Shuvim. That could be, in other words, they just had a
pipe from on top of the tube, and it doesn't go down.
Yeah, it'll go down, and it'll connect to the main mine.
That's what I'm saying.
That may be a shuvah.
Fall into the well, or it's trapped by that.
So, yeah, so in other words, you have the water in the well,
yeah.
And then you have water. You want to do hashaka to the water on top, so you have the shuvah on top. And then it's connected to the mind.
I'm saying, how does it stay in the tube? Why is it flowing so quickly? So the mind is
already touching completely.
The mind is flowing out. Not trying to stop it.
Well, you put enough water that it's filling up the tube plus the whole board field.
I'm just curious what's holding it from falling into the well.
Okay, so they...
400 feet. Here.
Yeah, so they had a way of doing it. But we'll get to that. So they have a Mayan, say, in Skver, and they have a Mayan in Popo, a real Mayan, not a Hufsak Mayan. So today, you know, they try to do Hufsak, like Pesach has a Hufsak Mayan. So last night I was on the phone to Rabbi Trieger, so I asked him, so what do you do on the west side? He said, I tried so hard to get a Mayan in the west side and I couldn't get it. So that he just did rainwater. I couldn't get it, he said. I tried hard to get the water from underneath and although also Biyoti, he said.
It's pretty deep, far down the west side.
Yeah.
It's pretty far
down. It's farther down, but Afal Pikain, he still wasn't able to get the water. So he gave up on that. And then... So the west side mikveh is not even a Mayan Shehufsak.
Why are they trying to do that?
Oh, so right. So that's going to be the question, and that's going to take several shiurim till you're going to understand. So what's the Mayan? See, if you hold Mayan Shehufsak is not a Mayan, so what do you gain? What do you gain? What's the big kunz? With having him, I understand if you're you have a real mayan, the tosh. You have a tosh mikvah, right? You have a tosh, and you have a square and popo. These ones they have real mayonis, so they're not hufsak.
So
you have at least we discussed last week about the sheet of the Rebbe Levi, the Sofik Zava needs a real Mayim Chaim, needs a Mayim. So I can understand, you want to be Choshish for, you know, it's a Hidr, it's definitely Hidr, right?
Who sheet was that?
Rabbeinu Halevi, Rebbe Osef Shel Rashi. And we said the Gonim. You saw the Gonim said like that. I mean, okay, it's not the mainstream Shita, but there's a Shita like that. And it's a heater, and have Mayim Chaim, you know, not only the seltzer.
Oh, then you don't have to worry about the fuel. If you get a crack, you're good.
Right. The only thing is, Rav Nachum Rosenberg told me that when the mikveh in Skver, the old mikveh was getting a little old, and it was starting to have a chashar zechila, he didn't want to just say, well, we'll be mekel, because of the Tosefta that we started with, that if you have chofer letzad hayam, that you have to be choshish that your mayan is not really a mayan. So he wouldn't say, oh, let's just we'll have this chila. No, then he'll say, let's redo it now. He wouldn't want to, you know, because chila is a big psul. So even in his real mayan, he didn't want
to add mayan sugar to the mayan.
Well,
they add Mayan Shulim to the Mayan.
No.
The Mikvah Square is.
It's Mayan.
The Mikvah Square is a real Mayan. They just built a building around.
Yeah, the yeah, you know, you have to have an indoor mikvah, you know.
But which I just have a crack in the wall. Like they just have one in the spring?
Yeah, but the it's contained.
But then if it's Hufsak, then why
is it? It's not Hufsak. It's not Hufsak. It's not Hufsak. But who says. Who says it's a real mayan? We say it's a real mayan because it probably is a real mayan. But the Tosefta says that if you chofer letzad hanor, the Rabbi Teleki wants to say maybe it's a real, it's a takana drabonim. That's why he's mefalpek. We said, you know, Rabbi Nachum Rosenberg, he brought the mayan water to the hospital that they should check. So Rabbi the test from the minerals. So Rabbi Teleki was a little bit. A fact pick in that because maybe it was Gzeres Chachamim that they made, or maybe not. But technically speaking, it's a mine. It's a mine. I told you that a Motzoi Shabbos. Oh, okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, so what's the source? What's the source of Mayan Shehufsak? What's the source? So there's several Makoros for this concept. Okay. First is the Mishnah Parah on page 8. Perek Vav, Mishnah Hay. Hamefane es hamayin l'toch hagas o l'toch hagebim Sulim Lazovim Lamutzorayim. Because if you have a Mayan and it got rerooted into a vat, some hole in the ground, or Tocha gave it into a crevice, so it's no longer attached. So it's Psulim Lazovim Lamutzorayim. The Lazovim who need Mayim Chayim, since it's Hufsak, it's Psulim Lazovim Lamutzorayim. So that, you could say, you see, that's not a. That's Mayim plus, because that's Mayim Chaim. That's Mayim Chaim. So maybe Mayim Chaim is a higher Madrega. It is a higher Madrega. We saw it. It's first Mishnah Megvah. So it is a higher Madrega. So you see that the concept of Hufsak by Mayim Chaim. That if you Mefana as a Mayim, you reroute the Mayim and it goes into a. Like a hole in the ground, so it's no longer attached. It's psulin lezavim ulumitzaroi. That's one thing. Then you have another Mishnah. No, so then there's another halacha of by Para Aduma that has to come the. Straight, the Parah Aduma water has to come into a kli, Mayim Chayim El Keli.
Right.
It has to be Mayim Chayim El Keli.
Right.
So if you mafsik it, so then it's not Mayim Chayim El Keli, because it's no longer Mayim Chayim, it was Hufsak. So even though it comes, the water comes into the keli, but you don't call that Mayim Chayim El Keli. So that's the, that's this Mishnah. So you have, now you have another Mishnah. Page 9, Perek Hay, Mishnah Aleph. Third line. Hevir al gabe brecha.
v'hifsiko. Harehu kemikvah.
So the simple pshat in this Mishnah is you have a mayan, and then you routed it into a brecha, into a little area, v'hifsiko. And you cut off the, you severed the connection.
So harehu kemikvah. So now it's no longer mayan. Chazav imshicho. Pasul lezavim ulmitzorayim ulkadosh mei mechatas. Hashayidish hayetzu arishonim. And even if you reconnect, it's still going to be pasul for mayim chayim until you make sure that the original water that was hufsak is already out of the so that's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. However, this Mishnah, there are many pshatim in the Mishnah, in the Rishonim. What kind of brecha is it talking about? Is it talking about a brecha chasera that was empty and now you put the mayan water in and then you were mafsik? So that's then it would be straight up the din of mayan shehufsak. Or is it full of rain water and now you're trying to mechaber it to a mayan to make it a din mayan? So if you look, the Rashba, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba here on page 19. Zela shal shar mayim shebesev tors habayis hamayin metay afil bezochlin. Medvah mumuz marshal hifsik chilosa ben amayin hifsiku ben amayin reyu kamayim hanotfim uchol dvarav. So he says very simple. A mayin is a mayin only bisman shalo hifsik ben amayin hifsiku. That's it. That's the simple pshat. Now, the Rambam has a different pshat in the Mishnah. There are a lot of different pshatim. If you look in the Rambam, he says a different pshat. Take a look on page 13. Perek Tes, Halacha Tes. First word on the line is Bekol Shehu. Halacha Tes, go a little bit further down, page 13. The first word on the line is Bekol Shehu. Hayu meimav nimshachim l'toch brecha shumayim v'nikvim sham.
In other words, the mayim is going into a brecha that has rainwater in it.
Hari osa brecha kimikvah.
In other words, because you stopped, and this is the question Rabbi Tuchman has always been questioning, what's the din of Mayan? Does it have to be Bezochlin or even Mayan Bashporin? Here, basically what you did is a Mayan was flowing into the mikvah, but you didn't let it flow out. You stopped the Zechila. So then the Rambam says, Harei hu kemikvah, and then if you let it flow on, in other words, for it to convert a mikveh into a mayan, it has to be flowing in and out. But if you stopped it from coming out, then it's only a mikveh. Hayayotze chutzal brecha. So hayu meiba mishachem l'tocha brecha shemayim v'nikveh shariyoso brecha kemikveh.
So,
why did I have to make them kimper that time I was making, even if it was made?
Even if it was all mine.
Yeah, one second. So according to the Rambam, so the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that if the Mayan doesn't... So Hifsik, you see, the Pashup Shot Hifsik, everyone else learns Hifsik from the original Makor. The Rambam learns Hifsik means Hifsik from going weiter past the... So the Beis Yosef has a suffix within the Rambam, what would he hold by Mayan Shenifsik? Here, so take a look in the Beis Yosef. He quotes this Rambam, and he says that it's not clear from the Rambam. Here, on page 18 in the Beis Yosef.
Why should this case be better than the one around?
Because this is a case of you converting something else into becoming like a mind. So therefore, if it's not... You see, the other case we had...
It was all made mine.
So now you just have to rejoin it. So he quotes this Rambam on page 18, HaRambam Kosov. And then after he quotes his whole Rambam, he says... the first word in the line is Zo. Right, and the Peyush Mishnah is Mashma differently. So he says... Well, then he says the first word in line is Tefillah. The first word in line is Tefillah. Tevilah. At the end of that line, the hechad the ema brecha mayim klal says the pshat in the Rambam Mishnah Torah is there was mayim, but ema brecha went vehimshich mayim l'tocha brecha veim nikvim shav veinam nimshachim l'chutz ikel l'spuke yisfil ein rab d'havu kamikva came at the end of nimshachim o avi kamayim came at the mayim achem brecha. So he's not sure. You know what would be in the case where it would be empty. In other words, it was the Rambam's case in the Mishnah Torah is that it was full, and now the question is, but what about the regular case? What would the Rambam say to the Rashba's case? Would he also say? So he's not sure.
I understand. If the issue here is the fact that the Zechila stopped, right? So what's the difference if it's May Mayan or May Mayan? If you have a Mayan and you stop the Zechila, it sounds like Ram holds that only...
No, you can't convert the May Mikvah to become a Mayan.
But
May Mayan alone.
Even without a Zechila.
Right.
Why does that make sense?
Because it's harder to transfer. You could say that. He's mistopic. If it's pure May Mayan itself versus. It's converting something else to become like the mind. Maybe it has to be in its pure form. That's a suffix. You could say now. There's another sheet of the sheet of the Marik. The Marik thinks that a Mayan shehufsak is still a Mayan. So you would say, oh, so all these Mayan are hufsak. So, but no. He says kolzman that it's zochel. It gets the same. That's the Marik sheet. A Mayan shehufsak that's still zochel is a Mayan, even though it's hufsak. But once it stops the zechila, on the other side, on the exit, exactly.
But eventually, that's going to stop. The definition to cut off.
Yeah. Yes. So right, but kolzman that it. Yeah. Take a look. So on page 15, the take a look at the Marik.
It's a stick by mind because you always look at mine as being above me, but because it could be Zoichel, and he was saying, yeah, that's, if it's not Zoichel, it's bad. Meaning now it ends up being that from Mikvah in the case of Pashpah.
You know what I mean? Right. Okay, good. So still good. Right. So he says, V'afal Gav, Shehu Nifsak, Mimkor HaMayin. Kima Shekhtav, Shepomim Rabos, Ein Mayim Mitzad HaEchon, Shadarach Shomboim HaMayim Min HaMayin. From Mokam Kavishal Onachba Ashpor and Kederach Mikvah, El Zochav Yotze Derech Hatzar Acher, Nirat Adayin Shame Mayan Alof. So that's known as the Marik Shita. That a Mayan Shehufsak is still a Mayan, as long as it's still Zochel.
And what's his Raya?
Some of the Rambam works like that, huh?
I don't know.
Which direction is it saying Zochel?
Meaning, it's Zochel, it got this joy from its original Makor, but it's...
Mayan, where it came from.
Where it came from.
Some other direction.
It got rerouted, but it's still Zochel.
Part that's Nifsa.
Meaning, yeah, in other words, it's no longer connected to its original Makor, but it's still Zochel. So he says, so you know what he's saying? He says, what do you tell? I'm not saying a chiddush, it's the Beferish Mishnah. Gal Shanitlash. He says, Gal Shanitlash, Ubo Mem Sov, Enafal Adam Al Kalim, Tahorim. So he says, what's Psha? Gal Shanitlash is a Mayan Shehufsuk. And yet, it's still good. Right. Right, right. There's different sheetas. You don't know which sheet, you know, that Mishnah was going like. But he's working with the sheet that we passed in La Halacha, that it's a Mayan. So he says, oh.
It's not very much resolved, it's moving.
Yeah. So he thinks that's the similar. But in most cases, it's not going to do us anything. That Rukas Abosim has a whole thing I didn't follow, so that's why I didn't put it in the packet. That even when it stops, it can still start. I didn't follow exactly. But Bekitzer, the Marik is the one who is the Shita that says that a Mayim Shehufsa. But that's not going to help the all these pumped up, you know, the one, because they're not Zochel anymore. So weiter. But they quote this Marik, one second. Look, the Dake Moshe quotes it on page 19 to the bottom. He quotes the Marik. He says, "V'chein kasa b'shorsh kuf nun vav." That means the Marik. Kasa shamilim amad pamachas mitzichiloso avol gav dechazer achakach v'zochel afilu hachi havidino kimimikva. So Rama understood the Marik that once it stopped one time, the zchila, then it's ois mind. So the Arugas Abosim has a whole arichas, but I didn't fully understand what he was saying. I should have maybe put it in anyway, but he wants to say maybe not, but maybe it could still maybe get back. It's. But he's saying once it was bashborin, now it's ois. Now the Mayan is its natural state. So once you tampered with it and you put it in a shvar, now it's ois mayim. But even though it was hufsak, it still could be a mayim. That's, he says, omnam beis Yosef koshim b'shem toras habayis a mayim mitayar afil b'zochel b'med v'amurim is mashal hifsich schilosu ben a mayim hifsichu ben a mayim. That's it. It's the main mikvah. Hareyu k'mayim dosim chol dvar v'akal l'shol mashal d'hufsuk ben a mayim avagav d'zochel adayin afil hachim dino k'mikvah d'loki d'rei amarik. So the Marik is you know, is considered an interesting shita, but it's not the mainstream. Yeah, but I mean the simple shot is that it's like the gal, it's nitlush, so kolzman that it's moving, it still has the its chias of being a mayan, because a mayan its chias like Tosis and Mechoris is its chila. But
why does it mean Mem Seyev seems to imply that it's a nitlush, not a mayan.
Right, so the Vilna Gaon said it's Lav Davka. The Vilna Gaon said it was Lav Davka himself, and the others disagree. That was the. If you would crack a hole in the mikvah,
then the mayan is blowing in, so according to the fire.
Yeah, but once it was Bashborin.
So no, before that. Keep it at making
that. Oh, you mean never.
Have a hole, let the Mayan water be nipsuck into it, but it won't actually be nipsuck, because once it gets into it, it's something's
off. So you mean, according to the Marik, if it was, you mean there was always the hole there?
Yeah, before it fell something.
Oh, yeah, okay, maybe. I'm still not, okay, I guess, but Because in other words, the air pump does. Okay. Now there's a very interesting tshuva by the Dovev Meisharim. This tshuva was pointed out to me by Rav Chaim Kalman Klein of Kiryas Yoel, and the tshuva. So he basically the tshuva is about Mayan Shehufsak. So he goes through all the different shittas. Is Mayan Shehufsak? Is it not? And then he throws in one more monkey wrench to the discussion. And with this monkey wrench, Mamish. Okay, we'll see what he does. So basically, it's like this. There's a Gemara in Zvachim on page 20. Amar of Yirmi Amar Mishnah may mikvah k'shevim will make kiyur. There was a kiyur, right, in the Mikdash, the Mishkan, right? The kiyur that they would wash their yadei v'raglei. So the question is like this. What?
There's no source of my chayim up in our eyes.
The question is like this. Say in the Torah it says you have to b'karev ha-karayim yirchatz b'mayim, right? You have to wash the korban. So could you use the mekiyor for that? Right, you have to wash the korban. So the mekiyor was rachatzu yadeim v'ragleim, right? With kohanim when they wash their hands and their feet. Why don't you wash karev ha-karayim? So what's wrong? This is also mayim. So the Gemara says, "Atani Reb Shmuel mayim she'ein lahem shem livoy." Yotzu mekiyor sheyesh lahem shem livoy. That he says that when the Torah says mayim, it means mayim. But if you have mayim that has another name to it, this is not just water. This is mekiyor. It has another shem to it. Even though it's still the same, you take it to a laboratory, it's the same mayim. But there's a din. This is a fascinating halacha, Lagabe, different areas, by Morer. This comes out of different cases, when you need a certain species. But this species is that species, but it's a special type of that species. It has a shem levoy to it. It's mekiyor. So does that mafkia the din of... that it's not. So when the Torah says mayim, maybe that means dafka mayim stam. But if it's mekiyor, then that's not. So that's what he says over here. Yatzu mekiyor she'esh lahem shem livui. So if it's mekiyor, it may be not good. So this application is used of shem livui not being good for rachatzu. So take a look, there's a Mishnah, page 22. It says, V'mal v'em mei muchim, she'im etarim b'zofer. So he speaks about mei muchim. So what is mei muchim? So look in para perches, tes. Page 23. Hamayim hamukim psulim. Eila hamayimukim hamaluchim. Salty water. salty water. So what's the pshat? So if you look in the Rash in the Goyim on page 24. It says, "Ma'im chayim, shall olam novim v'lo poskim." Natani b'toros kolim ma'im chayim v'lo ma'im meluchim v'lo ma'im poshrim v'lo ma'im chazvim v'lo ma'im shemetatvim. The chayim mashmi l'mutei kulu per beis the zvachim. Tana devei Shmuel ma'im she'in lem shem livo yotzo mekiyo she'in shem lem shem livo. Peshem mekudshus lo yadan heichem masnaya. Shem ahach masnaya. Meluchim poshrim nami mitam shem livo mifsuli. It says, Muluchim uposhrim. You have salty water or hot water. Maybe that's Shem Levoy. Because it's not stam water. It's hot water. It's right. That's what the Rash says. It's hot water. It's Mayim Poshrim. It's Mayim Muluchim. That's what the Rash says. That maybe the reason that it's not good for Mechatas, it's not. It loses that shame of Mayim Chayim because it's Mayim Meluchim. Oh, so the Dove Mesharim, the Tribune Rav, wants to say, Rabbi Klein said to me, what's the din if our mikvos are heated up? Right? So maybe that'll take away the din Mayim Chayim. Just like my poshrim, it's no longer my chayim because it's a shame levoy. So that's what. Well, it's not my chayim.
What?
It's not my chayim's. So 1 second. So look on page 26. He says me'ata. Yesh lo nadom b'sfeikas ha'yudei hachimum nispatel shem my chayim me'amayim. When the community and the mokum shalom nifsak hachibur me'olam. Ofim shemipras hachashash rishos is kavu eilas ofim mikol mokum yesh lomar. Tachimun posel, tachimun posel, shum diesh lahem shem livoy. So then, Rabbi Klein pointed out, it would come out that even if you have a real Mayan. Then maybe, you know, you wouldn't have, it wouldn't be a real Mayan even if it wasn't Hufsak, because it's not Mayim Chaim. But then in the end, he writes, the last paragraph, Chozer Nogel Adina de Mayim Chaim Lin Yitzal Vakidush Mechatis, Yesh Lomar Pianal. Avalian Hidr, Bavada Yesh Mokom Lomar, the Ragavnach Koshif Hidr Tfei.
Why should there be a difference between Mayan and Mikvah? Why are we saying there's a difference between Mikvah and Mayan?
In other words, we find the din by Mayim Chaim that the Mayim Meluchim Apostle, Mayim Poshim Apostle. So he said, one suggestion in the Rash was that it's.
That's a far aduma.
Right. Well, whatever you need Mayim Chaim. It's not Mayim Chaim. Because Mayim Chaim means Mayim Chaim, Melishim Livri. So the question is, if the Rash is saying is that's the pshat, so then if you're building a mikvah and you want it to be Mayim Chaim, so then maybe even if you didn't mafsik it, but you heated it, so maybe that's.
Why don't we say the same thing for mikvah Mayim? Mikvah Mayim, not hot water.
Because we don't have this psul by a mikvah. By Mayim Chaim, you have a din that it can't have a shame levoy. The care of a crime, it shouldn't be a shame lever. That's why they make here.
And that was talking about, and there's a necessity for my time with it?
Is there?
Yeah.
Before you said it, it says Mayim is Mayim.
Right.
Now you're saying, no, no, no. Mayim is anything of Mayim. Mayim is...
Yeah. That's what he's saying. You see, Yesh Lodin, what's the din over there? But he says, by Mayim Chaim, you have this thing that Mayim Poshim is not called, the Rash says it's not called, it has a Shem Levoy, which says Mayim Poshim. That's what the Rash said here in the Goyim. So whenever you would need Mayim Chaim, maybe Shem Levoy would not be good, so therefore, who I did over here. But he still thinks it's a Hider, that it's a Mayim, whatever. But technically speaking, if you would really need Mayim Chaim, it could be, even if it wasn't Hufsak, the fact that it's... So the question, we still didn't answer the question. So because most of the mikvos that they use Mayim water are Hufsak anyway. And according to Kemar, all the shitas, that's not a Mayim. So why are we trying so hard? Why are we trying so hard? What's the...
What's the challenge when you come up at that point? By heated water, once it's already a Hufsak, it's no longer shame.
So, but even if you, even if it's not hufsak, his chiddush is even if it's a, first. In other words, someone asked him. Somebody came to the Tribuna Rav, and he said to him that they have Mayim Chaim, and they heat it up, and then they do a hashaka to a Mayim that's not heated. So are they Yotzei, you know, the Shitas Habach, you know, that you need Mayim Chaim. So first he goes through the whole discussion before, but he says, before we talk about heating, let's talk about Hufsak. So he has the whole discussion of Hufsak. And then he says, in heating, is a question, because maybe it's a shame of evil.
How is it similar to make here?
Because the point is that anything, something has a shame, a different name. This is not called mine, it's make here. So maybe, but it's make here, therefore.
This is a shame.
But how? Right. So the fact that it's my
water.
Right, but you call it my imposter, as opposed to plain water is water. But my imposter is in other words, you see that in the Mishnah in Parah they call that my imposter is no good for the Parah Duma water. So the Rash says, why not? Because once it's poshrim, it's a different category. It's not Mayim Chaim anymore. It's a different category. It's Mayim Poshrim. It's a different...
I'm saying, if you're just describing the water, you wouldn't say this is Mayim Poshrim, you say Mayim. And if you're trying to make here, you'd say this is make here.
Right, right. Look, I would have said maybe like you, but the Rash is assuming that says that that's shot in that Mishnah of why it's no good, Mayim Poshrim. So you could say maybe you should give a different shot. Maybe there's another shot, which I think he quotes. But still, you know, there is a shame of Mayim Poshrim in areas of halacha, for Shabbos, or this or that. You know, so there is a category called Mayim Poshrim. So he says, so and the Mishnah says that's no longer Mayim Chaim. So that's what he says, that he thinks that if you really want a Zav and Mechatas, it wouldn't be good, but still it's somewhat of a heater, he thinks.
Didn't
Yeah, but it was a, did it have to be the Mayim Chayim.
But I thought that they not water. What, wasn't it Nafshach
Mayim
water?
Maybe it's Mayim water, but who says it was Mayim Chayim? Maybe they wanted it out of mine, but it would be, and it could be still mine, but if you have a higher requirement of Mayim Chayim, then, you know. Okay, that's his thing. Okay, Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll continue.